Almost 1,000 people gathered in the gym of Desert Vista High School in Phoenix, including state officials and high school students. President Barack Obama repeatedly acknowledged the struggle since the housing market bust.
And especially in some places like Arizona, it was devastating when that bubble finally burst. Triggered a recession. Millions of Americans who had done everything right were hurt badly by the actions of other people. Housing prices plummeted.
Obama's housing reform plan has 5 parts: help more Americans refinance or get a mortgage, reform the nation's immigration system, rebuild hard-hit communities like Phoenix and Tucson, and make sure rental properties also stay affordable.
All these steps will give more middle-class families the chance to either buy their own home now or eventually buy their own home. It's going to give more relief to responsible homeowners. It gives more options to families who aren't yet ready to buy. All that's going to improve the housing market and will improve the economy.
But Obama says rising home prices cannot drive another housing bubble.
I hope everybody here in Arizona learned some hard lessons from what happened. Housing prices generally don't just keep on going up forever at the kind of pace it was going up. It was crazy.
Throughout his 25-minute speech, President Obama mentioned immigration a few times. He says immigration reform is tied to the economy, and that concept was well received.
It's pretty simple. When more people buy homes and play by the rules, home values go up for everybody. And according to one recent study, the average homeowner has already seen the value of their home boosted by thousands of dollars just because of immigration. And the good news is, with the help of your senators, John McCain and Jeff Flake, the Senate has already passed a bipartisan immigration bill. It's got the support of CEOs and labor and law enforcement. This could help home ownership here.
Hours before his speech, President Obama received a letter from a young man who thanked him for creating Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, a program that gives temporary legal status to some people between the ages of 16 and 31 who were brought to the U.S. as children and are living here illegally. Obama says his housing plan will help young people, undocumented or not, middle-class families, and the overall economy.
And if we stay focused on middle-class security and opportunities to get into the middle class, if we take the strategy that I'm laying out for the entire economy, for jobs and housing and education, healthcare, retirement, creating ladders of opportunity, then we will secure that better bargain for all Americans.
Obama says he also wants to downsize companies like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
You know, for too long, these companies were allowed to make huge profits buying mortgages, knowing that if their bets went bad, taxpayers would be left holding the bag. It was heads we win, tails you lose. And it was wrong.
President Obama has created a Consumer Finance Protection Bureau that he says will make it easier for homeowners or potential home buyers to understand mortgage documents.
They're designing a new simple mortgage form that will be in plain English, so you can actually read it without a lawyer. Although you may still want a lawyer, obviously. I'm just saying you'll be able to read it.
Governor Jan Brewer met President Obama at the airport but did not attend his speech. In a written statement, she criticized the president's proposals, saying they will only expand government. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.